Well, Chris, yesterday you gave the team exactly what it needed, and it seemed to me it was one of those days where whatever you wanted to throw, you had it. Was it one of those special days for you?
It wasn't one that kind of just fell in your lap. I've experienced those, but, you know, we had to work a little bit, you know, have to make our pitches. You know, I think they were pretty comfortable at the plate coming into that third game, and, you know, I think we had to adjust our game plan accordingly, and, you know, it was just it was a battle, but at the same time I had good enough fastball command to where, you know, I could have used any of my pitches pretty much in the latter part of the game.
You mentioned the need to adjust pitching the final game of a series, and one of the things we noticed was first pitches and at-bats, quite a few change-ups, quite a few breaking balls. Was that part of the changing and the changing up to get them off balance?
I think it has a little bit to do with it, yeah. I think, you know, no matter what, I'm trying to throw a strike. Whether I throw it with an off-speed pitch, fastball, really anything. I'm trying to get ahead. That way, you know, I'm in control of that at-bat. And, you know, that's important for pitchers, you know, especially against a lineup like that. You fall behind and it's tenfold times harder. It really is. And you're working uphill and it's not easy. So I think my goal number one for me is get ahead and from there on out, let's get them out and stay ahead and get them out, put them away.
Is that a difficult line for you to balance where you know what is good for you and what works for you, and you know you need to be aggressive, but yet at the same time you mentioned that's a lineup in Detroit you really have to be careful with?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is a fine line, but at the same time you can't give them too much credit. You know, I told myself after watching those first two games, you know, I kind of wanted to go in with a clean slate, kind of close my eyes and not even know what happened the first two games. That way I was aggressive, and you know, it's tough to do, but you gotta go out, trust yourself, and not give the hitters too much credit, because it's not hard to do what they do either. I mean, it's not easy to do what they do, but it's kind of hats off to Weedy yesterday, man. He did a great job.
I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't remember you even shaking him off once the entire game. Whatever he put down, you seemed to be in tune with him.
Very rarely do. You know, I learned the hard way with him. A couple of years ago, I thought I had a good idea of what I needed to do, and shaking him off. And not that he ever said anything, but the hitters did, because they hit the ball hard every time I shook him off. So, you know, that just goes to show how good of an idea he has behind the plate, and, you know, being a hitter himself, I think it helps. And you know, he puts in his work, and he sits down with us before the game and goes over it. So, you know, I trust him, and I can tell, I can tell you what he's going to put down before he even does it. So we're on the same page.
Yesterday was a huge win for the team overall. When you take the mound, knowing that the team needs a win, we use words as stopper, you know, stepping up. What do you think about when you're taking a mound in the situation you were in yesterday?
I think we all knew what needed to happen. We had to get deep in the ballgame as a starting pitcher and, you know, get the bullpen some rest. And I think we needed to get the momentum in our dugout as soon as we can. And knowing Verlander was out there, you know, runs were going to be at a premium. But at the same time, our offense is a good one, if not one of the best. And I knew if I got back in the dugout as quick as I could every inning, you know, they're going to have a better chance. You know, if I leave them out there and, you know, leave them sitting around in the field for too long, then it takes our chances away. So as starting pitcher, I get them back in the dugout as quick as I can, get them back up at the plate doing what they're good at doing.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Yep.